Welcome to the West Duwamish Greenbelt. The West Duwamish Greenbelt is the largest greenbelt in the city of Seattle. At over 800 acres of forested public land, this pristine natural area comprises the largest remaining contiguous forests within the city of Seattle. Situated on the eastern slope of the West Seattle Peninsula, adjacent to the Duwamish River, this greenbelt is home to a wide variety of animals, from bald eagles and foxes to red-legged frogs. The unique topography found in this part of the West Seattle Peninsula was created during the last ice age, as glaciers carved out what would become the Duwamish Valley. In the process, they also created the numerous north-south ridges and small valleys adjacent to the Duwamish that gave the area its name, Del Ridge, Del meaning small valley. The current tree canopy is a second and third growth forest, consisting mainly of big leaf maple, alder, and cottonwood, with very few native shrubs. There's a small wetland on site and two streams that now run into culverts under West Marginal Way. Historically, both streams were salmon habitats up until the early development along the Duwamish diverted their natural flow. Initial logging operations began in the early 1900s, effectively removing approximately 90% of the old growth Douglas fir and cedar that comprised the forest. The land encompassing the greenbelt was frequently used by the Duwamish tribe as both a hunting, foraging area, with a small number of hunting camps situated along the top of the ridge. This particular section of the greenbelt also contained cross-peninsula trails that were used by the tribe to get from the Duwamish River to their various camps along Puget Sound. During the early 1900s, the area was a popular hunting ground for deer, bear, and foxes, with numerous hunting camps established along its eastern slope. During Prohibition, numerous stills were situated along the ridge, some operating up until the late 1940s. Across from what is now known as the Meadow, adjacent to 21st Avenue Southwest, the U.S. military installed a top-secret communications post during World War II that was instrumental in the interception of Japanese naval communications. Part of the facility was turned over to the University of Washington in the 1950s to use as a top-secret radiation research center. The trail you are now walking on, along with the two adjacent educational enclaves, was created by Chief South High School and Cooper Elementary students, along with members of the community, as part of Project EarthCare, an intergenerational environmental program that was created at South High School. Project EarthCare's mission is to get elementary, middle, and high school students working together with community members on a local environmental project. Students conducted historical research on the site, which included the identification of native trees, plants, and shrubs that once permeated the area, while also identifying the numerous invasives that have taken root on the site. In addition, the students conducted research on non-point pollution that affects the area. The project culminated with student-led work parties removing the invasives and creating a master plan design for the reintroduction of native plants, trees, and shrubs. The pathway to your left is one of the two trails that provide access into the native environmental areas. Each area features a combination of native trees, plants, and shrubs that once dominated the site. The stepping stones that form the entryway were created and made by Cooper Elementary 4th and 5th graders. These stepping stones demonstrate nature from a child's perspective, which reflects their interpretation of the local environment. There are two learning centers incorporated into the site that enable students and the community to visit the Greenbelt and learn about the environment. Each center provides visitors a place to sit down and write about what they have seen in the Greenbelt, to reflect on the environment, or just enjoy the natural surroundings. The plants around the centers are salal, Gary oak, honeysuckle, and madrone. The design was created to have small plants and shrubs around the edges of the trails, with taller varieties and trees planted closer to the learning centers, thereby allowing visitors the opportunity to see a typical, natural array of native species. The next pathway coming up on the left leads to the second learning center. As you walk up the trail, you will pass various native plants that have remained in the area, like the salal, a plant used extensively by the Duwamish tribe, who used to dry them and put them in cakes to add flavor and sweetness. In addition to salal, there is Douglas fir, Gary oak, honeysuckle, madrone, and in addition, low Oregon and also Oregon grape. This learning center is laid out the same way as the first learning center. The plants start out as shrubs, and the farther you go back, the taller they get. Now, let's describe what exactly each native plant looks like in the surrounding area. Salal. Salal is a shrub native to the Pacific Northwest. Salal is a hardy shrub that does well in the environment and soil in this area, in addition to being tolerant of both sun and shade. Being a shrub, it makes for great ground cover, laying relatively low to the ground, providing habitat cover, and allowing people to see the variety of plants incorporated into the area. The fact that it is a flowering plant adds a colorful splash of beauty to the surroundings. Salal berries are also an important food source for many of the animals found in the greenbelt. Low Oregon and Oregon grape. We have included both low Oregon grape and Oregon grape in the restoration. Low Oregon grape is a cousin of the tall Oregon grape, both native shrubs, meaning they also grow low to the ground. They will provide nice ground cover for the area, featuring beautiful glossy dark green leaves. Low Oregon grape blends well with the other plants in the area, and it does well in sunlight or shade. Low Oregon grape also produces a nice yellow flower, along with purple berries in the blooming season. Douglas fir. The Douglas fir is one of the Northwest's most common and plentiful tree species. The tree is not only beautiful at any stage of its long life, but will also provide an excellent natural habitat for birds and mammals in the area. As the Douglas fir grows taller, its majestic limbs will provide natural shade for the native shrubs, forming a cooling canopy over the meadow. Gary oak. Gary oak is a beautiful tree with a thick, dark gray colored bark. It produces beautiful dark green leaves, as well as acorns, and will provide a great natural habitat for the mammals and birds that live in the area. Honeysuckle. There are over 180 species of honeysuckle which are native to the northern hemisphere. It is an arching shrub that typically grows between plants like the salal. With its bell-shaped flowers producing a sweet nectar, honeysuckle is a favorite of hummingbirds. The berries the plant produces are usually red, blue, or black. Honeysuckle's berries are mildly poisonous. One of the other species of the plants the Native Americans actually ate. Madrone. The Pacific madrone is native to the Pacific Northwest. It is a broadleaf evergreen tree with orangish-reddish bark. The fascinating thing about madrones is that the bark peels away when the wood underneath it is maturing, creating a beautiful scaling texture on the trunk. Madrones will grow up to 80 feet high. Native Americans used to eat this berry because it has high tannin, which is like a puckery feeling you get after eating something.